One of the biggest problems in the business world today is the failure to communicate. That is the message from Jim Clemmer, the author of Moose on the Table, the subject of this week's Thursday Business Book Review. And Jim joins us now. How are you today, sir?
I'm great, thanks.
Very nice to have you on the program. And it's an interesting topic that you've brought forward for our attention today. I think that passing the buck, I think, has kind of become an art form in the modern workplace. So I want to start with that, why no one wants to take responsibility for issues and why communication has become such a challenge in the workplace.
Yeah, unfortunately, I agree with you. Passing the buck has become a big problem, and it's there's a multitude of reasons for it. I think that part of it, it is a bit of a skill issue that some people don't have very strong abilities to be able to address problems with others, and as a result, skirt them or avoid them or take clumsy swipes at trying to pass messages on to others. I think there's also a big problem in many workplaces with a culture that really suppresses raising issues or problems. Sometimes it's pretty subtle. It might send out messages about you're not being a team player, you're not on board, you're being too negative. If you start raising concerns that you might have about issues that do need to be addressed. Or I guess I would say a third problem in today's world particularly is the degree to which information technology gets us all messed up, where we start firing off a bunch of emails and overloading each other with emails or PowerPoint presentations or just doing data dumps and not having real conversations.
Now, those who will be shopping for your book in the bookstores, it's easy to find. It's a big, bright orange cover, and there is a picture of a boardroom meeting underway, presumably, with a giant moose standing on the table. I want to ask you about the title of your book. Why Moose on the Table?
Well, it's a metaphor that I've been using for quite a few years in working with management teams that seems to really resonate and connect with people. It's the whole idea that there is that meeting going on and there's this moose standing in the middle of the table. Most people can see it, but for one reason or another are choosing to ignore it. So it's standing there, it's getting in the way, it's slowing down conversations, people are passing things through its legs and looking around the moose, and it's eating off of one end of the table and dropping moose pies off of the other end of the table and just getting more and more annoying, maybe even starting to have babies, and it's not being addressed. Others have called it elephant in the room. I've heard of dead camel on the table. There have been various animals that have been used. But it seems to be a strong metaphor for the fact that we don't stop and say, whoa, wait a minute here. Let's take a time out. Let's get rid of this moose on the table, and we could all be a whole lot more productive. So that imagery, the idea of going moose hunting, of reducing moose, of naming the moose, has been a metaphor that I've used quite a lot and has really resonated. I actually have an office full of moose paraphernalia from these various exercises, and so that's why I decided to go with that, to write a book around the whole concept and to go with that graphic on the cover.
A good Canadian metaphor, too.
Exactly.
Let's talk about Jim Clemmer a little bit and who he is. Now, I understand you tour and do all kinds of best practice consulting. This is, I believe, your sixth book?
It is my sixth, yes.
So tell us a little bit about your own experiences and what led you to write this one.
Sure. Well, I was co-founder of a company called the Achieve Group during the 80s, and we did a lot of work with Zenger Miller out of California around the area of leadership and organization effectiveness, and some of my earlier books dealt with service and quality improvement, and way back when the movement of continuous quality improvement or total quality management. And eventually I moved more into the leadership and organization effectiveness side of things, formed my own company in the mid-90s, which took a lot of market research, but we decided to go with the Clemmer Group, a very original name. And we've been doing work with management teams of generally medium to larger organizations, both in the public and the private sector, across Canada, some in the U.S., and occasionally get over to Europe as well, where we're helping the teams to identify issues like the moose, to set priorities around changes that they want to make in the organization, and to develop leadership skills to make it all happen.
Why is it a good idea for a company to engage the services of an outsider, someone who comes in either as a consultant or as a mediator for in-house problems, someone who isn't really familiar with the company's operations or what those problems might be? Wouldn't it be better to have someone who already kind of is familiar with the landscape?
Well, I probably can't give you an unbiased answer to that one, but certainly our experience is that by coming in as an outsider, first of all, we're neutral, and we can facilitate discussion and not be connected or hooked up in any one side or other of whatever the discussion or the issue might be. Secondly, we can bring in best practices from other organizations, since we do work with a wide variety of organizations in the public and private sector around the world. A third, being this is my sixth book, I've done a lot of research and a lot of looking at what core leadership skills are, what the key elements of effective organizations are, so we can bring that kind of experience in. And fourth, we can, we're not caught up in the day-to-day work of the organization. So we can sometimes be a little bit of an ongoing nag or an ongoing coach, facilitator, regularly following through, following up, trying to help keep everybody on track when they get back to their work and sucked into the daily work that's going on.
Well, let's talk about that follow-through and how important that is, because obviously identifying the problems and working towards getting to a solution is a meaningless exercise unless you actually follow through with all of that advice. How do you do that, and how do you make sure that the companies stay on track?
Well, you're right. That is absolutely critical. And the core element of the work we do, we like to think of, when somebody asks me, well, what topic do you work in or speak on? I say practical leadership. So first of all, we want to take approaches that are very how-to oriented, very practically oriented, and then establish an ongoing process for making sure that the skills are in place, making sure that the goals, objectives, projects that are identified are hitting their target dates and their deadlines. And it was in that kind of work where we started to really see a lot of this moose problem emerging, that one of the reasons why sometimes projects weren't being completed or deadlines were being missed is because people weren't having difficult conversations about what really needed to be done in order to break through and make sure things do get followed through.
Now, normally the Thursday Business Book Review, as the name would imply, airs on Thursdays. This one is going to air on Tuesday, Jim, because I wanted to make sure we had a chance to promote the fact that you are visiting the Capitol this week. You've got a book tour and a workshop underway. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, Thursday we have a Breaking Through the Bull workshop, which will be at the Travelodge Hotel and Conference Center, and it's part of a national tour that we're doing. It's the only public sessions, because most of the work I do are customized in-house sessions, so this is the only time that we're opening things up for anyone to sign up and come into the session. It's a full day. Walking through some of the core elements of leadership and organization effectiveness and what it takes to have those courageous conversations. Our website, breakingthroughthebull.com, is where people can get more information and potentially sign up for that. And I'll also be in town on Wednesday, meeting with various media and talking more about my new Moose on the Table book.
And for more information, you have a website as well where people can find out about the book and your ongoing services.
Yeah, the website for the book is mooseonthetable.com, and the website for the workshop, the two are very connected together, so you can go to one or the other and learn about the other one, but the website for the workshop is breakingthroughthebull.com.
I have a couple of copies of Moose on the Table delivered here by your publisher, and they will go to a couple of lucky emailers right now. We'll take all emails at business@cfra.com. I'll draw randomly for a couple of winners on that, and I wish good luck to all of our listeners. Of course, Jim, thanks very much for your time today. Best of luck with your book tour and the workshop, and hopefully we can chat again soon. If not about this one, then perhaps your next book.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Greg, and happy moose hunting to you and your listeners.
Up next on Business at Night, I'll chat with World of Water CEO Jarrett Davidson about being named as an official supplier to the Manitoba Marathon. This is Ottawa's business leader, News Talk Radio, 580 CFRA.